Breakfast. Smile Breakfast.
I read the most incredible news of the weekend. Hugely, hugely talented South African author Lauren Beerkus got some amazing news recently. And the news was that actress Elizabeth Moss, you know, from The Handmaid's Tale and Mad Men, Elizabeth has just been confirmed as the lead in the upcoming thriller Shining Girls, which is based on Lauren Beerkus's 2013 best-selling novel.
Oh, nice.
How incredible is that? So we've got Lauren on the line with us to have a quick chat about that this morning. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Good morning. First of all, congratulations. This is just the most epic news.
Thank you. I've actually been sitting on it for over a year.
So you knew?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How do you keep a secret like that? You must have been bursting to just tell the world.
I was dying.
Massive, massive, massive congratulations. How thrilled were you when you got the confirmation that Elizabeth Moss was going to be in this role a year ago?
So we were also waiting to hear from Apple to hear that they're confirmed that they were going to pick it up for a series. And that news only came through about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sitting watching an Apple show with my kid, and I said, how great would it be to see The Shining Girls on TV on Apple? And she was like, that is never going to happen. And the next morning, the email came through with the confirmation.
Boom. Brilliant.
So thrilled.
Oh,
so
man.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. So Elizabeth is going to play a Chicago reporter who survived a brutal assault only to find her reality shifting as she hunts down her attacker. I'm a huge fan of Elizabeth's. I know that she's going to do this character justice. She really, really is. Lauren, I know that your previous novels, quite a few of them were set in South Africa.
Yep.
The Shining Girls takes place in Chicago. Why did you choose Chicago versus South Africa?
The book is about a time-traveling serial killer, and I wanted to look at the history of the 20th century. But if I'd set that in South Africa, it would have, by necessity, had to become an apartheid story. And I just wanted to have a wider canvas to play on. Many of my books have kind of apartheid themes and kind of neo-apartheid. But I wanted to be able to play in America, to be able to look at how the film industry started, to look at McCarthyism, to look at nuclear power, and the... you know, abortion rights, and that really felt easier in America. And Chicago is somewhere I've lived. It feels a lot like Johannesburg, which is where I grew up. There's a lot of segregation. There's a lot of kind of racist policy. But it's also this bright, shining city where a lot of really exciting things have happened, and it's very interesting socially.
Oh, okay. And to make things even more exciting, Lauren, I believe that there's a massive, massive name attached to this project who's going to be executive producing.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
You say it so casually.
How do you get Leo to give you money for your show? That's amazing.
I have very good agents. Very good.
And you are the most incredible writer, Lauren. Your novels have been published in 24 countries, being adapted for film and TV across the globe. Are we going to be seeing any more of your works in the near future coming to TV?
Hopefully. You know, The Shining Girls has actually been in development for 7 years.
Wow.
Because DiCaprio's company optioned it back in 2013, and that's how long it takes. Like get something made. But I'm hoping this will open the door for other productions taking less time. But a lot of my work has been optioned, so we'll see what happens.
Mm. Oh, man. Well, massive, massive congratulations, Lauren. And
thank
we
you.
Cannot wait to see The Shining Girls and you flying the SA flag so high.
Thank you. I've also got a brand new book out, which hits the States today, but it has been out in South Africa for 2 months now, called Afterland.
Afterland.
It's a post-pandemic. I know that's maybe not what people want to read right now. But it's actually about a mom and her son on the run across a very changed America. She's trying to get back to South Africa because all the men have died, and he's one of the few survivors. And that just got a full-page review in the New York Times written by Stephen King on the weekend.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh. I just got goosebumps.
Look at you. Lauren, that's amazing. Stephen King,
thank
Leonardo
you.
DiCaprio.
Elizabeth Moss.
I mean, this is big-time stuff here.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I hope that people will recognize other South African books. And we'll see more South African literature getting adapted. I can think of a bunch of projects I think would be amazing films or TV series.
Oh, Lauren Beerkus, thank you so much for giving us incredible good news at this time. It's what we all need.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.